SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, vows of tougher regulation after social media platform X refuses to remove Sydney stabbing material. Student loan debt relief considered in the upcoming federal budget. And in football, Victorian politicians disappointed the state won't host the 2026 Women's Asian Cup. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Sam Dover. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the refusal by social media company X to comply with legal orders to remove misinformation and content from the Sydney church stabbing is extraordinary and unacceptable. The billionaire tech owner of the platform, formerly known as Twitter, has mocked Australia's demands to remove content referencing the stabbing. Elon Musk described the role of the eSafety Commissioner as being akin to a censorship commissar. The federal government is drafting a new mandatory code of conduct that would include new fines for platform operators and possible compensation for victims of online scams. Draft laws are also being developed that would grant new powers to the Australian Communications and Media Authority to combat misinformation and disinformation online. Mr. Albanese says social media platforms have a responsibility to meet community expectations on misinformation.
I find it extraordinary that X chose not to comply. Overwhelmingly, Australians want misinformation and disinformation to stop. This isn't about freedom of expression. This is about the dangerous implications that can occur when things that are simply not true are replicated and weaponized in order to cause division.
And Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers says he's considering relief for students with HECS debt loans and also help for students with requirements for practical placements. He says the measures could form part of next month's federal budget. A review of the university sector recommended in February that the HECS student loan system be modernised to make it fairer and simpler. High inflation has meant the annual indexation applied to student loans is increasing at a rapid rate, making it harder to pay off. Nearly 3 million Australians with a student debt owe the government a total of $78 billion. Mr. Chalmers says a lot of work is being done to consider what options are available.
Jason Clare is leading a heap of work when it comes to considering the recommendations of the University's Accord. The University's Accord is a first-class piece of work and we are giving it the attention that it deserves. As the Prime Minister indicated last week, we do acknowledge that students are under pressure. And if we can afford to do something to help on that front, that's obviously something we'll consider as we finalise the budget.
Meanwhile, Steve Golshewski has been appointed the new Queensland Police Commissioner. A 44-year veteran of the police force, he has been serving in the role on an interim basis since last month when Katerina Carroll announced her resignation. She rejected claims that the decision was related to her handling of youth crime and police recruitment issues, saying it was the right time for new leadership. Mr. Golshewski says a key focus for him will be domestic violence reform.
Much more needs to be done for the victims of domestic and family violence, to make sure that the perpetrators are held to account and can change what they do, but also for our police, who are dealing with over 140,000 calls for service every year, tracking towards 190,000 occurrences. It is an enormous challenge for the organisation and we must do more. And I'm committed to seeing that we have better systems, better legislation. That means that we have safer victims and more effective police.
And in football, Victoria's deputy opposition leader says he's disappointed that Victoria will not be hosting the Women's Asian Cup when it comes to Australia in 2026. This comes as the host states for the 2026 AFC Women's Asian Cup were announced today, with Australia as the sole bidder for the event. New South Wales, Queensland, and Western Australia have been named as the proposed host states. The CEO of Football Australia, James Johnson, says the selection process involved thorough discussions with state governments to ensure they are well prepared to support the successful delivery of the tournament. Victoria's deputy opposition leader, David Southwick, says the exclusion of his state is a shock.
This is a real shock, and I've got to say, when the government spent over $40 billion providing a home for the Matildas, and Victoria misses out on hosting them, that's a huge failure, an absolute huge failure. And I think that questions need to be asked of this government. Is it because we had issues in delivering a Commonwealth Games? If you can't do the Commonwealth Games, is there no confidence to host things like the Matildas? Victoria's always been the home of major events.
I'm Sam Dover, and that is the latest from the SBS Newsroom.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.